What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the podcast. Hello, how are you today? I'm your host, Mitch Corbett, and as always, we have another great guest for you guys coming up. I know it's been a while since our last episode. However, it's just been, you know, finding time to record these episodes and get them out to you guys. Also struggling with my own mental health and, you know, find motivation to, you know, sit down and have these conversations. But the motivation's back. The drive is back. And I'm hoping it'll last for quite some time now. This week, I have the great pleasure of talking to Pablo Tovar. Pablo is a very interesting man. He is a rock star. He is an events promoter. He hosts and runs events such as London Beer Fest, Taco Fest, The Cocktail Show, Pizza Fest, all these great events that can be found in London, Ontario, Canada. And we talk about how he got into it, how he moved from another country to Canada with the hope of, you know, bigger and brighter dreams, and now he's finally accomplishing those dreams and getting the just dessert, if you will, for all of his hard work. So let's get into it. Let's get to the great and powerful conversation with Mr. Pablo Tovar. I'm good, my friend. How are things? How was your Latin weekend this weekend?
Good, man. Good. It was a little bit slow, but, you know, a long weekend, but it's good, man. It is what it is sometimes, you know?
Yeah, so, like, that's the thing. Thank you for being on the podcast. Hello, RJ. I'm here with Pablo. You run all the events at Covent Garden Market in London, Ontario. I tried running events when I was very young in college, like music stuff and everything like that, and it just ate my soul up. So the reason I wanted to podcast, the reason I wanted to have you on the podcast is because, like, I know how difficult it is to run events, and you run multiple events throughout the year with the partnership with Covent Garden, with the Covent Garden Market. And, like, so how did you get into it? Where are you from? Like, give me an idea of, like, your background and, like, I guess, is it marketing or event management or?
Okay. It's advertising and marketing. Yeah, that's I went to school in Colombia. I'm from Colombia, by the way. I've been here in London for the past 18 years, but I went to school in Colombia taking advertising and marketing, and I've been doing events since literally I was a kid, man. So I started doing like parties at my place, you know, and then growing up, I started listening to punk rock, and being a punk rocker, I have my own punk rock band, and I started doing events over there too. My first concert was actually at my house with all the support of my family, my dad and my mom, and we did a great event. You know, it was like 200 people in my house, crazy. And then, yeah, I created that love of like making people happy and creating events for the community, man. Yeah.
So, like, let's start off with, like, what was the name of the band, and is it still in existence? Where can people go check out the stuff?
Yeah, man, the band is 752B. That's the name that I create. I didn't create. We actually went to a magazine, and actually that's like a small star in the universe. And I thought it was like a really cute, nice, badass name. We have three records. You can find stuff in YouTube, man. If you type 752B, you're gonna hear me singing, and you're gonna find some albums over there. Yeah, that's the only platform that you can find stuff, man. I'm telling you, that was like more than 23 years ago. But yeah, some people that follow us, you know, they create some playlists on YouTube. So like, if you want to hear something about like my punk rock band that I had in Colombia, yeah, you can check it out, man. It's fun, man. I actually was listening to punk rock a few days ago, and I was listening to like my band.
So like, having that background as a performer, does that help at all when you're talking to potential like venues or artists to come in and play for your events and everything, like having that background, that knowledge of performance art?
Yeah, man, of course, man. Of course, being in a band, it helped me to understand, and that's why I like to support all the artists that play at my events. You know, like, I work with a lot of local artists also, like around the area from Toronto, you know, and I know how's that feeling, you know, when you start a band, you know, so you don't have enough support. So that's why I like to add that at my festival, you know, like, just, it's not just a food festival or like drinks. I also want to incorporate bands, because I know how it is to not feel or to have the enough support. So that's why I like to, you know, like to add that just to help a little bit those music artists that they just want to like do something, you know, and yeah.
So like how long have you been doing it for exactly?
So music, man, for so many years, like events for so many years, man. As I say, I started when I was a kid and then with my band, I'm talking about 1998, 1999. I used to bring punk rock bands. I had the opportunity to bring the Misfits. It's a famous punk rock band.
Oh, I know the Misfits, don't worry.
I brought them to Colombia in 2006. So I've been around the industry for so many years, you know. Before I started doing festivals, I did in London, I brought like some house music DJs, you know, never make money, by the way, but I had a lot of experience doing that. I made a lot of connections. I met a lot of beautiful people, and yeah, man. So I've been probably like more than 18 years like 20 years, 20 something years in this industry, you know, working full time as an entrepreneur has been since 2016. Before I was just like working with music events, but I also had my full time job, 9 to 5. But in 2016, I decided to go full time with my company. And since then, I've been working really hard, man. Up and downs, you know, as a regular business, you know, you have good, you have bad. I always say I never lost. I learned about my mistakes or whatever happens, but I'm still here, man. And I'm growing and growing right now. I think I have 10 festivals running in a year and working on having more. And yeah, it's my passion, it's my love. And right now we are expanding the Tequila Expo. Right now we have 4 cities, London, Oshawa, Niagara Falls, and Kitchener. And hopefully next year we're going to have more cities in Ontario, bringing the love of tequilas. Yeah.
What's it? Well, congratulations, first off. That's pretty incredible to have 4 cities and expanding everything. I've been to a bunch of your festivals that are in London at the Covent Garden there. Yeah. I love how you guys had some Lucha Libre.
Thank you.
Wrestling. Like, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I don't know if you can tell my Arn Anderson, Ricky Steamboat and stuff there.
Yeah, I noticed, man. Cool.
So like what, like obviously the pandemic happened and that probably affected your business quite a bit, but now that we're kind of back on the other side of things, it seems like this summer has been absolutely insane in terms of like people wanting to get out of the house, they're desperate to get out. And like, so like, you said that you haven't ever failed. It was just you were learning lessons. So like, what lessons have you learned this summer, knowing that this has probably been the most action-packed summer because people just want to get out of the house and do stuff?
Well, man, like something that I've been noticed, it's been a lot going on in the summer, and I love it, you know, for our city, London, because so many people, you know, that I know, they don't believe in this city. I do believe in this city. I've been here since I moved to Canada, and I'm super loyal for this city because I believe in this city, man, and I love how many events are coming. You know, it's a lot going on. The only thing that I always say is just like, we don't want to overload the people, you know? And that was my only concern because it was so many events. I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, and people work, you know, and spending money on that. So that was my only concern. But you know what? At the end of the day, everyone went well, man. Like me doing one event, Donda's Place doing another event, and everyone went well. So I'm so happy that happened that way, because I was concerned, you know, I was concerned for everyone, you know, like even me and also other event planners. I'm like, oh my God, we're doing the same day's events, you know, different concept, but you know, it's as much people we have in London. But no, you know what, it was amazing. But no, everything worked out, man. Seriously, like I love what's going on here in London. New promoters coming up, new generations and all that. And I love it, man. And yeah, man. So people cannot move from London and people don't have excuses that like it's nothing to do in London, because it's a lot of stuff to do in London, man.
So from Colombia to London to Kitchener to Oshawa and all above and more, what is it like for you personally to get involved with those different communities and host those sort of events that people want to come to? I mean, to me, it sounds like it's a pretty sweet job, just meeting people from the community, hearing their, feeling their support and everything, but it's gotta be such a rewarding experience, like seeing the smiles and the smiles on all the faces when they show up.
Yeah, man, it's for me, it's, I always feel grateful to like to see people coming to my event and having fun, smiling, man, dancing, eating, you know, having a nice drink, man. That for me, that's where I find my pure happiness, you know, just making people happy, man. And it's really cool doing events, you know, because you meet so many people, you know, and, you know, we live in a diverse community, diverse, beautiful country, you know, so it's really cool to meet people from other countries, you know, that they live here in Canada. And I learn about it, you know, I learn about like, you know, people from other countries, and it helps me, you know, to like, oh, I should create something like that, something new for this community, you know, because the idea with all my festivals is just to educate and promote those cultures through like food, drinks, and more entertainment like music. Eh? So it's beautiful overall, man, for sure. Like going to, for example, Oshawa, it's a small city. And it's funny because when we did the first Tequila Expo, it was sold out event, you know, because it's not much to do over there, you know, but we create something beautiful there, man, like that everyone enjoyed Tequila Expo. And then we did the second year, same, you know, and then pandemic happened, but this year we're coming back stronger, man. And it's just connect with people, man, connect with people with three simple stuff, you know, food, music, and drinks, man. And that's what we love to do, you know?
Like, I think the consensus here is that, like, you know, you're the type of person that wants to connect people. You want people to have a good time. But at the same time, it's a business, right? So how do you separate that business from pleasure narrative that people have?
Man, you know what? Like, in this case, for me, I don't call it business. It's my pleasure, man. I'm playing here, you know, that I learned about that with a monk that I met in Mexico. And he said, when you do something that you love, it's not work. It's just like, it's not business. You're playing there. It's what you love to do, man. So it's for me, of course, we're trying to do business because, well, this is my full-time job. But like, more than that, I just enjoy it, man. I just enjoy it. It's busy, man, for sure. I won't stop. I don't stop, man. Like, for example, today is Labor Day. I'm working, you know, but all good, man. All good.
Now, like, so, like, you plan these events, and, like, there's usually a theme behind them where you get, like, food vendors, drink vendors, everything. What would you say is, like, your favorite part about planning an event? Is it being able to taste all the great food or being able to try all the great drinks that are going to be part of the event?
Everything, man. You know, like, for example, the taco fest, man. One of my favorite dishes is tacos, man. And believe it or not, man, some people were asking me, like, why do you do tacos? And to be honest, just because I love tacos, and who doesn't love tacos, you know? So I get excited, man. I get excited when I book all the taco vendors this year. I was just like, oh my God, because I had like a bunch of new vendors this year comparing with 2019. So I was super excited, man, because I have, in total, I have 14 taquerias. And out of the 14 taquerias, I think it was 7 or 8 people actually from Mexico that moved to Canada. So it was really beautiful, man, having those Mexicans people, you know, selling tacos from their region, because we had different people from Ciudad de Mexico, we have people from Cuernavaca, we have people from Guadalajara. So it was different variety of tacos. Also, you know, like we had like those tacos, you know, my friends from those tacos. Also, we have Big Daddy Bacon, you know, making some fusion tacos and also making like some birria tacos that are amazing. So for me, it's just like, it's heaven, man, just to try tacos. Every day I ate different tacos. Even I wasn't hungry. I'm like, give me that. Eating the elotes. Elotes is like the corn, but in Mexico, they make it really different with cheese, with mayo. It was paradise for me, man. I love food, man. I enjoy it, man. And I love seeing people eating, man. And it's It's beautiful, man. Also, we have the margaritas bar that we run at the Taco Fest, you know, and we have different types of margaritas. So I love to offer that. Like, we love to, like, offer, like, a quality event, you know. Like, we want to offer the best of the best, you know. So from food, from margaritas, from beer, you know. We have the collaboration with London Brewing Co-op. We have the Pilsner, a really good beer, man. And, yeah, so I enjoy everything that I do at my event, the music, man. I don't know if you had the opportunity to be on Saturday when we had the mariachi band. It was unbelievable, man. Like, it was something beautiful, that experience, you know, because they had more people in the band. So it was something, like, so unique, man. So, yeah. And also the other bands, man. Every day we have something special, for sure.
What does it mean to you to kind of be like, so, like I've lived, like, various places around Canada, and not every place is, not, like, Canada's very multicultural, and they say that. But not every city or town is, you know, multicultural. So, like, how special is it for you to be able to bring that sort of culture and that, like, different vibe to a city like London or Oshawa or Kitchener? Like, I mean, it's got to be very rewarding when you see people like, oh, I didn't know X culture did this. And, like, oh, that's pretty cool sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, man. It's funny that you say that, because one of my goals is to focus more on small cities instead of going to, like, for example, Toronto, you know, Montreal, you know, like, I'd rather to do more small cities, because that, you know, because I think it's still the lack of education, of promotion of multicultural events, or in general cultural events, you know. So that's why I love to do that in small cities. And also just because, if you go, for example, in Oshawa, man, like, it's not that much to do over there. So that's why I want to give that opportunity to people who live in those small cities, that they can do stuff in that small city and not hate it, or going, oh, let's go to Toronto, or let's go somewhere else, because there's nothing to do here, you know? So that's why I love to go to small cities to that. And, man, London, 18 years ago, man, right now it's still growing, man. Right now I feel like, it's something going on in London, but when I moved, it was too conservative. We have the Sunfest, great event, amazing event, great fest, you know. But I do believe that we need more and more variety here, man. And I'm so glad that I was able to start my festivals here in London, and I'm still here, man. And yes, I say I believe in this city, man. I will continue, man.
And I think it's so cool. I mean, my wife is from South America, Chile. So, like, cool. Going there in a few weeks. So, like, it just, like, that having that kind of, like, breath of fresh air from different culture, different countries, like, so eye-opening. And I think a lot of people don't get the chance to do that, whether it's be through travel or going to festivals that you run. You've been doing this for a long time. What's the difference between, like, running a show in Colombia as opposed to, like, a show in Canada?
Ooh. Well, man, definitely doing events in Canada is easier than Colombia. I had, like, kind of like bad experience. For example, when I brought the Mitzvahs to Colombia, you know, it's a lot of corruption over there. They asked me for money for every single thing to do, man. So it was kind of like a sad experience, you know, because, yeah, like, I have to pay a lot of stuff that I think I didn't supposed to pay, you know, like, taxes wise, the police, oh my God, so many stuff that I was just like, nope, I won't do stuff like this anymore, man. When I used to live there, it was different, you know, because I used to do more like a small events, you know, like 500, 600 people concerts, than like 2000 people mitzvahs, you know? So it was a little bit different. People from over there knew me at the bars, you know? So it was easier that way, but definitely, like, here in Canada, because I've been living here for 18 years, and doing festivals since 2016, it's been easier, man, knowing people now in the city of London. It's been easier for me, for sure, man. And I have a template that I follow, and, like, okay, I need to do this for each band. And yeah, so it's been easier for me, for sure. And through the years, you know, it gets easier and easier, you know?
And, like, so, like, what was it that attracted you to come to Canada and not the US, or what attracted you to come to London primarily? What was that, man, like?
Sorry, man, you were gonna say?
No, so like, what was it that attracted you to London or Canada in general? Because I feel like a lot of people from Colombia would be like, oh, let's try and make it in the States, but you came to Canada instead.
Well, to be honest, man, I was supposed to be living in Miami long time ago, but it didn't happen. I believe that everything happens for a reason, man. The reason why I'm here, it's random, is because my brother moves here first. He first moved here. I think he has been living here for 22 years already, or 24. And he told us about, like, you know, London is a good place to come. You know, I know Colombia is not safe for you guys right now. You should come to London. And that's the reason why, man. Simple. Yeah. Simple, man. So we got here and I started like working and yeah.
It's been a long road, but the community has seemed to really embrace the events that you do now. Was that always the case? Or like, talk about how the community embraced you guys when you came in from all the way from Colombia.
I don't know about you. Well, the first years of when I did the Colombian Festival, with the Colombian Festival, it's been great, man. Like, seriously, the Colombian community know me here because I've been doing Latin events also at nightclubs for so many years. So they know me and I always have the support from them. When I did my first Taco Fest, that was one thing that it got me, man. It got me. And I almost cried, man, because people almost killed me on Facebook, man. The hate that I had the first year, it was unbelievable, because when I did the Covent Garden Market first Taco Fest, I didn't know the love of tacos. It was going to be crazy. So the place, one day, it was so small. The line went from Covent Garden Market to RBC around the corner. So it was crazy, man. So on Facebook, everyone was like, who's this guy doing this event? He doesn't know what to do. So I got a lot of criticisms, a lot of negative comments, you know. So I'm like, okay, you know, like at that time I took it personally, you know, like, oh my God, what's going on? Seriously, I'm the worst. What am I doing? Blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I learned my lesson. And then next year I went better. I went to a better place, more vendors and all that stuff, you know? So I learned my lesson, you know, but yeah, I think I've been improving, you know, because we improve every year, you know, we bring more stuff. We bring more stuff, and stuff that didn't work the previous year, we work and we try to like fix that, you know, and we fix it and we fix every year kind of stuff like that, you know. And that's why this year we decided, instead of doing one day as the first year, the first Taco Fest in 2017, this year we decide, okay, we're going to use the same spot that we used the first year, but we're going to do it 3 days, you know, so that will give us like more opportunity to like have enough people every day, you know, and yeah. So yeah, but on the first year with the Taco Fest, I have really tough comments, man. And yeah, a lot of hate, but it's okay, man. You know, I'm grateful for that, man, because that get me to be more stronger, you know, and to come stronger and to have better events, you know. And I'm really, really, really grateful and really happy for this year Taco Fest, man. Like, I'm super happy of the 3 days, man. Everyone sold pretty much everything. Beer, man, margaritas, everything, man. It was amazing. It was a beautiful day. The weather, it was like on point, man. So yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Cause I mean, when you're trying to do something that people don't usually do, there's always gonna be negative feedback, negative comments, people that say, oh, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, you should do this way, that way. And he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to do something, man. Like, maybe, you know, show some support a little bit instead of like just ripping on me. So like, what kind of like support system do you have to be able to get over those hurdles, get over those negative comments?
Man, you know what? Like, in the past year, since I've been learning a lot in my personal life, you know, and I think that's been helping me also in my business. That's why I'm so grateful, crazy or not, I'm so grateful for pandemic, because the pandemic helped me to focus more on my personal life, and it helped me a lot, man. So one thing that I'm going to tell you, one book that has helped me a lot, it's called The Four Agreements, you know. And The Four Agreements is like, don't take anything personally, be impeccable with your words, don't assume, and be the best, do your best. So that's the thing that I follow every day, man, you know. And that's why I don't take anything personally, you know. Like, I heard negative comments. Okay, thank you very much. I'll look for solutions. And yeah, man, so that's, it's simple, man. Crazy or not, but that's what I follow. And I follow a positive mental attitude for sure, man. That's my life, man, being positive. You know, even we live in a society that is chaos all the time, negativity and all that. I don't allow those negative comments or thoughts come to my mind, because it will kill me, man. You know, so I control that for sure, man. And sometimes it's hard, you know, because some people are really mean, but like I work hard to not those comments to allow in my mind and be depressed. Oh my God, I'm the worst. No. Yeah, but yeah, we have some mean people, but it's okay, man. It's so good. We cannot make people happy. We cannot make all people happy, you know. But
yeah, those people that are miserable are gonna. There's nothing you can do to help them get out of their funk. They have to do it on their own. Now you do all these events and you do them in multiple cities. I'm sure you don't get to attend every single festival because you have so many things going on. But when you do get to attend a festival, and like we talked about earlier, we mentioned how like you get to see people smiling, enjoying their time. Do you ever get to like just take a moment and kind of reflect at the awesomeness that is happening around you?
Yeah, but you're asking if I go to other different events or my own events?
Your own events, when you're doing your own events. Like, would you ever get to the chance to just kind of like, okay, it's over, it's going well. Like, do you get the chance to appreciate yourself and the heart that you and your team have?
I try to do that probably like at the end of the night, you know, like probably at 9 p.m. Like, because I'm running all day, you know, I'm making sure that everything's going well, running well, man, you know, eyes, like I'm the guy who bring the eyes, you know, I'm all over the place, you know. I'm so grateful that this year I'm able to hire people, you know. I had like a few staff working for me now, so I'm so grateful for that, man, because I have 10 festivals, you know, so it's a lot to do. But yeah, I have the times, man, and I'm always I'm a believer, man. I believe in God, I believe in energy, I believe in the universe, man. So I'm always super grateful. And like when I see people dancing and laughing and having a drink and eating, man, and I have my moments, man, and I'm like, I always say thank God for this, thank for help me, because he always helped me, man. And I'm so grateful, man, that yeah, man. So I have my times for sure. I always have time for that for sure, man. Always.
Now, do you get to go on vacation or like get to go to other events, or is it more like every time you're on vacation or every time you're at another event, you're like, oh, that's a good idea. Let me just grab the idea, put it in my idea box. Now I'll use it for later sort of thing.
Yeah, man. I love to travel, man. I think that's one of my advantage of being an entrepreneur, man, and working with my events. I'm super busy. And the good thing about me is just I can travel and work anywhere else before the event comes, you know. So when the event comes, I have to be here, you know. So I usually this year I went to Mexico, you know. I made really beautiful contacts over there, and I'm gonna bring some stuff for the Tequila Expos for sure. And yeah, so I have the opportunity to travel and to learn about it, you know. I try to travel in the beginning of the year. That's my year where I don't have events, so that's where I go away, you know, and go places, you know, and meet people, learn about other cultures, you know, and yeah, man. So this year I went to Mexico for a month and a half and went to different cities. I made really beautiful contacts, man. And yeah, so yeah, I take time for me too, man. I'm a runner. I love running too, man. And also I love concerts, man. So definitely like I take time for my concerts, you know. And yeah, actually I'm going to a punk rock show next week to Toronto and also London Music Hall. So I'm looking forward for that, man.
is that Pearl Jam?
No, Loud Wagon is a punk rock band, Loud Wagon and Big Wig. Yeah, they're playing in Toronto. Also, they're playing in London too. So I'm going to the two concerts. So yeah.
Oh, nice. That'll be good.
Well, I get my time. I have the time for that too, man, for sure.
Do you have, you mentioned the Misfits. So you got to meet the Misfits, which I'm super jealous about. That's pretty dope. Do you have like a favorite interaction from your time, like having gotten to meet them and kind of hang out with them a little bit? A story you can tell without any, like, without canceling them, maybe?
Funny, I hang out with them actually, like, drinking with them in Toronto. So when I brought them to Colombia, it was more work, and that's it. Yeah, of course, I had, like, lunch and dinner with them, that's it. But I having actually fun. They came here, I think, the year after I brought them to Colombia. I still have the contacts. I messaged them, hey, Jerry, at that time, the tank. It was the stage manager. I messaged him, hey, man, I know you guys are coming to Toronto. Is it possible? Do you have any passes for free? He's like, of course, Pablo, bring someone. So I brought one of my good friends. He actually lives in Montreal now, Alejandro. So we went, and actually he took me to backstage, man. So I was with Marky Ramone. I was with the Addits. I was with UK Subs. I was with, of course, the Mitzvahs, drinking beer with them, and backstage. So that was an unbelievable dream come true, man. You know,
how surreal was that moment? That's gotta be such a cool
moment. Oh, man, it was amazing, man. It was, I wish this exists, you know, with smartphones like this at that time, because
I mean, do you wish it exists then? Or do you, like, I kind of feel like having that moment, like having that no distraction on the phone, you probably had a way more enjoyable time. Just like,
that's true. That's true. The only reason I would love to have this is for the pictures, because at that time I had those Kodak, those are recycled.
Point and clicks with the flash.
Where are they right now? I need to look on that and I like, in my storage or something, but I don't know where are they right now. So that will be the only reason. So I can go to myself, oh, look this, you know, but not for social media. No, it will be more for like taking pictures. Yeah. I didn't have like a camera. I used to have those Kodak brand cameras, but yeah, that was one of my memorable memories, man. Like it was beautiful, man. Having drinks with them, old school punk rockers, you know, I have picture with Marky Ramone, like it was beautiful, man.
Listen, me personally, I would not be upset if you brought the Misfits to London. Personally, I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, and then you can take those photographs you want.
I should start bringing some punk rock bands here.
I think that's the great thing about London is that, like, for how small it is, there's a lot of like heart and soul to see, and like. People want stuff to come in. Like, we have the big venues, but we also have like so many smaller venues too that are so fantastic.
The guys from London Music Hall and Rum Runners, man, respect for them, man. Like, seriously, they have done also a beautiful thing here in London, bringing all kind of bands, man, all type of genres, you know, like house music, punk rock, everything, man. I remember 4 or 5 years ago, I saw the Wailers, man, the band that I used to play with Bob Marley, man, in London, Ontario, man, and beautiful, man. So I appreciate them, man. I always have the opportunity when a punk rock band comes to London, I'm always going there, man. I either Rum Runners or London Music Hall. I'm like, I buy my ticket and I go there, I support. And yeah, man, so it's beautiful what they do. Also, Budweiser Gardens also, I know it's bigger, but they still come but they're still bringing like really cool bands in London, man, yeah.
So like we're about to wrap it up here because I know you're a busy man. You got so many things going on, 10 events plus and everything like that. like you've probably gone and seen so much with so many different events playing, good or bad. Like what's, and you mentioned the book that you read. What was it again? Sorry.
The Four Agreements. Let me ring it. Hang on a minute. Yeah.
He's going to. We were talking about having a phone earlier at the Misfits show. Four Agreements. Oh, perfect. There you go. Very nice. And so you mentioned the Four Agreements. So like, and like, I'm sure that stuff has helped you. But like, just through all your trials and tribulations of being an event promoter, like, what's like the biggest takeaway you can think of?
What do you mean?
In terms of like, you know, advice you could give someone who may want to run events, or you know. In terms of how someone might have such a chaotic or hectic schedule, like maybe it's time to slow down a bit and like just take a step back, or, you know, plan everything out. And then when everything doesn't have a plan, you know, plan a plan B. Like, what's the most important lesson you've learned through your experience?
Well, man, I'm still learning. I'm telling you that.
You should always still be learning, right? I mean,
every day, man, every day we learn. But like one thing that I've been learning in the past years doing festivals, we go like this, you know, like it's up and downs. We have bad days, we have good days, man. But the most important thing here is to stay strong, you know, because like if we like, oh no, if one day was really bad, we weren't supposed to like give up, you know, like, because life is like that. Life is go like this, you know. So I will say to everyone, you know, like, yeah, just stay, keep working hard, man, because things happen, you know, like I'm still working, man. And I'm so grateful, man, from 2016, having one festival, I have 9 festivals now, you know, some are bigger than other ones, but I'm still doing it. I love it, man. And but yeah, don't give up. I'm saying that, don't give up. I know it's easy to say don't give up, but I have lost money, a lot of money I've been losing, man, doing events. Medspace, man, I brought Medspace, zero profit, you know, but I stay here, I keep working, man. Even like I lost money and all that, I'm like, okay, I can do this. And patient, man, patient, discipline, consistency, patient, discipline, and consistency, man. That's the three keys too, man. It's just to work hard, man, and don't give up. Seriously, man, like, yeah, it's not easy, I'm saying, but like, yeah, yeah, it's just
and like, as an event promoter and someone that, you know, runs so many different, like, you run so many different styles of events, and I'm sure you get so many people saying, oh, hey, here's an idea, or here's this idea. Like, how do you sift through all the ideas that people might have for you in terms of like how to run an event, or what event you should run, or who you should bring in, sort of thing? Like, I know you seem like a very nice guy, and you're probably like very receptive to ideas, but how do you sift through like people that are trying to be too pushy with an idea, or like the amount of ideas that they have that makes sense?
Like people to approach me to like, oh, you should do this, or you should like, you...
Yeah, well, were they just asking questions like, hey, why don't you do this? Or yeah, like, how do you sift through like,
oh, you know what, I had a few people, you know, oh, you should do this, you should, like, you know what, like I have already a calendar that I can add more, you know, and I don't want to be like overwhelmed in my mind, you know, because it's a lot I'm doing right now. So yeah, like right now I'm not open to add something else. I think the cocktail show is something that I'm gonna stop doing it, because I think I'm gonna switch it for the like something like seafood. So we'll see what's gonna happen next year. But also I'm gonna cut a little bit, you know, like Taco Fest. I'm gonna be more focused on the Taco Fest for next year, because I wanna do it bigger, you know. Next year actually is gonna be 13 years of my company. Even though I start festivals in 2016, 2013, I create Stereo Caliente Entertainment, doing like Latin parties. So it's gonna be 13 year anniversary. So I really have something beautiful going on for each festival that I have next year. But yeah, man, some people approach me, you know, like, you should do this, you should do that. I have a particular friend who's like, you should do this. He messaged me like, and I'm like, okay, bro. I love you, man. I appreciate you. But like, Pablito has just one person thinking about a lot of stuff. But like, yeah, step by step. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Pablo, for being on the podcast. It's a Stereo Caliente Entertainment. Where can people find you on social media? So if they want to know what events you have coming up and where.
Yeah, so I use Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is at Stereo Caliente, and on Facebook is Stereo Caliente Entertainment. I use my personal also as a business, but it's under Pablo Tovar, Stereo Caliente brackets. I use it as a business too, man. Like what you're gonna see on my Instagram is my business and my running, because I'm a runner. I love running. Running changed my life, just to let you know about that, man. I love, that's my therapy. That's what I like. I don't think about events. I don't think about anything. That's my meditation, and yeah, man. So yeah, they can find me over there. Any questions? I'm the guy who's responding, and yeah, I respond really quick. I try, and yeah, all good, man. Good. I'm really happy, but I'm so grateful that you're doing this, man. This is my first time that I'm actually in a podcast, so this is amazing. Seriously, man, I feel like, oh wow, someone pay attention to me. That's all. So I feel grateful, man. Thank you very much to have the opportunity to hire me in your program, man. This is so cool, man. Seriously. I feel like cool. I feel nice.
Well, I appreciate it. It's nothing huge. It's more just like a fun thing where I get to talk to
people. Okay, you know what? So. It doesn't have to be huge. It's something really cool to have an interaction with someone who wants to learn, who wants to know more about my business and about my life as an entrepreneur and event planner. So I appreciate it, for sure, man.
And I appreciate all the events that you do, because, I mean, if it wasn't for that, my wife and I would never leave the house.
Thank you very much, man. I'll keep doing it, and for sure next year we'll come back with more fun stuff for each event. And this year we have the London, oh, next weekend we have the Pizza Fest, and then we have the Tequila Expo in Budweiser Gardens, and then we have Kitchener, Oshawa, and Niagara Falls, and then Pablo is going to relax for 1-2 months.
And all right, brother. Thanks so much. And I'll see you down the line. I'll see you at your events. And if I see you in person, I'll give you a hearty handshake.
For sure, man. For sure. We'll have a shot of tequila.
Okay, well, let's just hold off on the tequila, okay? I am a gringo. Like, you want to tequila does not run through my veins like it does yours, okay?
We'll have a cerveza, a beer.
Okay, cerveza is much
better. Or a margarita. Okay, cool, bro. Thank you very much. I'm grateful to be here, man, for sure.
Cheers, Pablo. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation with Pablo. Really cool dude. Really fun and interesting story. I can't believe he got to hang out with the fucking Misfits. That is so cool. So thank you for sharing that story. If you guys want to check out more about Pablo and Stereo Caliente Entertainment, they're available at Stereo Caliente on Instagram and Facebook, Stereo Caliente Entertainment. Again, Instagram is probably the best way to get a hold of them, or check out what they're up to, and that's at Stereo Caliente Instagram. So big thank you to Pablo for being on the podcast. Big shout out for you guys for tuning in and listening. Again, I'm going to try and get more consistent with this podcast, and you know, it's just a hobby. It's fun to do. I just like talking to people and hearing their stories. So until the next time, I will see you guys down the road. Cheers.